The riot began as the House of Representatives and Senate were scheduled to count and certify the electoral votes from the presidential election. According to NPR, a group of at least 12 Republican senators and dozens of members of the U.S. House of Representatives were set to protest the formal count of the votes that will certify President-elect Joe Biden's victory. However, during the certification process, pro-Trump rioters broke into the Capitol, causing mass evacuations and halting the process. Rick Crawford, Arkansas's 1st District Representative, in a statement, condemned the violence, saying, quote, "The actions by those who are lawlessly and forcefully entering the Capitol are disgraceful and reprehensible. I condemn those whose actions are endangering the Capitol Hill police, other LEO personnel, members, staff, and employees of the Capitol." Crawford told reporters Monday that he intended to object to Wednesday's Electoral College certification process. Representative French Hill, who represents Arkansas' 2nd District, which covers central Arkansas, tweeted, quote, "My family and I are safe. I condemn this violent protest. We are a nation of law and order, and it is disgraceful that the safety and security of our nation's capital and our government leaders are at risk." The actions from pro-Trump extremists also brought criticisms from Governor Asa Hutchinson, who previously served as a congressman and head of Homeland Security. In a statement, he said, quote, "To see protesters in our nation's capital invading the halls of Congress and disrupting the peaceful transfer of power is reprehensible." Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.